Blog Talk Radio.
This is for everybody who's been restored. D. Lawrence coming at you. Get up. Come on, y'all. Let's sing this song.
Got a story to tell you.
Yeah.
Some things that I've been through, but I'm here.
Yo, I'm here.
Oh, I'm here.
I like that.
Had some ups, had some downs.
Oh, if you only knew.
But I'm here.
Right now, I stand before you.
Oh, I'm here.
I told God yes. I was eager to do what he told me to in obedience. Looking out in the crowd, I see eyes closed, tears falling, hands lifted, people praising and worshiping too. They didn't see me, they only saw you. It felt good, but something was missing. See, I'm empty inside, and I'm wondering why. Will I ever feel what they felt from me? I didn't know the price of yes. What cost me so much?
I've been broken and bruised, wondering will God heal you? Crying out to you, got nothing left to lose. Father,
broken.
I've been broken and bruised, wondering will God heal you? Crying out to you, got nothing left to do. Father, hear my plea, need you to rescue me, 'cause I'm broken.
To say, not sure where I start. I'm afraid to begin. It's all falling apart. See, I thought because I was working for you, everything wrong you would undo, but it wasn't quite true. It's hard to admit that I can't feel you like I used to, 'cause I'm in ministry and I'm messed up. I'm confused with no one to talk to. I need a breakthrough. I need a breakthrough, 'cause this is the thing you've anointed me to do.
Broken.
Woo. I'm broken.
Cause there's a line left in you to do for me. Now that you're broken,
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There's a lot left for you to do for me now that you're broken. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We hate to be broken, but sometimes God had to break us so he can use us. Oh, Father, we thank you right now for this night, Father. We praise you and we worship and we magnify your name, Father. We thank you, God, for keeping us on that part of the wheel, God, and making us and molding us, God. So I said a long time ago, my wife, praise that man, was, can you take me and make something beautiful? Lord, can you take me, God, and make something beautiful? I don't want my ugly mask to embarrass you, so can you take me and make something beautiful? Father, we thank you right now that we know that you can. He said, Jeremiah, is anything too hard for God? And the answer was, no, nothing is too hard for you, God. Nothing is too hard for you, God. You are our peace tonight. You are our peace, Father. You are our joy. You are our strength. Strength like no other. Joy like no other. Peace like no other. And it reaches to us. He reaches to you in the fullness of his grace. In the fullness of your grace, Father, lift us up. Lift us up. Lift us up. Lift your children up tonight. Lift us up, hallelujah, as we continue to sing praises to you, Father. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Father, thank you to God for right now, God, there's fresh blood running warm through our veins right now. We have activity of our limbs right now, God. We thank you, God, for the breath, your breath flowing through our nostrils right now, Father. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody didn't get to their bed last night. But, Father, we did. Father, I thank you for even safe traveling mercies for me, God. Oh, Father, I thank you right now, Father, even as you took me back and forth, God, from Arizona to Nevada, and Nevada back to Arizona as I was driving, God, and I was seeing your beauty, God, in the nature, Father. The beauty of you, the awesomeness of you, God. That's what it's all about. I said, my God is awesome. He can move mountains in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Hide me from the rain, God. Be ourselves, Lord God. I don't want you to be a fence, God. This enemy can step over that. I want you to be a blood seal, hedge of protection, covering us and shielding us, God, from all the plans of the wicked, plans and the wicked schemes, God. They're going to fail. They're going to fail, Father. And we just thank you in advance for it. Lord, do it. Lord, do it again. Lord, do it. Lord, do it again. Hallelujah. Do it for each and every one of us on this land. Do it right now, God. Do it right now. Move right now, God. Move every hindering spirit, God. Every spirit of limitation, God. Every spirit of stagnation, God. Every cobra, python spirit, I want to choke up, God, the blessing. I want to choke up your word from us, God. Oh, Father, we come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. Have your way in our lives, Father. Have your way in our lives right now, Father. Oh, I thank you that you have intercepted the plan of the enemy. You told Peter, the enemy wanted to sift you like wheat, but I pray that your faith will remain and that you don't fail. Father, I ask that you pray that we don't fail and that our faith will remain, God, and we can strengthen each other, Father. As iron sharpens iron. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We thank you right now, God. We praise you right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, it's the high priest. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Match my praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for saving. God, I thank you for receiving my repentance, Father, my prayer of repentance, Father. Father, thank you for forgiveness, God. Lord, I thank you for the seal of forgetfulness, Father. God, I thank you for removing bitterness and rage and anger, God, and hatred, God, and pain, God, that comes from betrayal, God. From the hearts of those, God, that are suffering, God. Father, I thank you right now, Father. I praise you right now, Father, for souls being won and lives being changed, Father. Thank you for intercepting the plan of the enemy, God. He said he roars like a, he moves like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, God, so he can kill, steal, and destroy. But I thank you tonight, Father, that you say, I come that they have life and life to the full. We give you honor right now, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus Christ's most holy and righteous name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Next worship band is none other than my queen, Evangelist Maria Flint. Give us words of inspiration. Prepare your hearts to receive. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God, we just thank you on tonight, God. We just praise you. We just worship you. Just continue to worship. We just want to worship you in your holiness, God. We thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you right now, God. Oh, God, you're worthy to be praised. God, we just glorify your name. We glorify your name on this night, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you right now for what you're doing and how you're moving, Lord God. God, we thank you right now for how you're removing. Lord, we just give you the glory, honor, and the praise because you are worthy, God. Thank you, Lord God, for the push. Hallelujah. God, we are pushing on tonight, God. We're going to praise you until something happens. And, God, I just thank you. God, I just thank you right now. Hallelujah. 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 We just glorify your name. We honor your name because you're a good, good Father. Hallelujah. That's who you are. That is who you are, good, good Father. Hallelujah. That is who you are. Oh, we thank you right now, God. Once again, we're here to see another night, another blog, another Thursday. Hallelujah. We thank you from week to week, from day to day, because, God, we know that some people just didn't make it. So glory to God. I thank you right now to just be able to call on your name, to cry out to you, God, to praise you right now on another night, God, just another opportunity to be in the midst. Hallelujah. I thank you for another day, Lord God, to be in your midst, God, right now. I thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. The enemy had a plan. Hallelujah. But I come to you, Lord God. Enemy is defeated in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you right now. Hallelujah. Oh, you thought you were going to snuff my praise. Hallelujah. You thought you were going to snuff my praise. But glory to God, I thank you right now. I will rise up. Thank you, Jesus. I will rise up. Glory to God. And I just give you the glory and the praise on tonight. I will rise up. Hallelujah. I will not fall. I will not be defeated. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you right now. Somebody might be feeling defeated tonight. Somebody might be feeling defeated tonight. Hallelujah, but I come to you to let you know. Hallelujah, put all your cares before God. He will do it. He will handle it. He will take care of it. Hallelujah. I thank you right now. I thank you right now. If you're feeling defeated on tonight, I challenge you right now to just give it to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I challenge you tonight to just give it to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I thank you right now. We will not fall. We will not be defeated. Hallelujah. Oh, we will rise up. Rise up, people. Rise up, rise up, rise up. Let's rise up in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's rise up in the Lord on tonight, Jesus. We thank you. God, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Oh, God, if it wasn't for you, where would I be? If it was not for you, where would I be? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. God is saying tonight, do not long for the absence of problems in your life. That is an unrealistic goal, since in this world you will have trouble. You have an eternity of problem-free living restored, reserved for you in heaven. Rejoice in that inheritance, which no one can take away from you. But do not seek your heaven on earth. Begin each day anticipating problems, asking me to equip you for whatever difficulties you will encounter. The best equipping is my living presence, my hand that never lets you go. discuss everything with me, take a lighthearted view of trouble, seeing it as a challenge that you and I together can handle. Remember that I am on your side and I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. We thank God for the three scriptures on tonight. The first one coming from John 15:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Philippians 4:13, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Hallelujah. God, I tell you, you're so funny, and you know how exactly how to speak. Hallelujah. I thank you right now. God, you do have a sense of humor. You know exactly how to speak to our spirit, God, right when we need to hear a word from you. God, I just thank you for your word on tonight. I just thank you, Lord God, for loving us, being with us, keeping us. I thank you right now for the testimonies. I thank you right now for the praise reports. Hallelujah. And God, for those prayer requests, God, we thank you that they're already answered in Jesus' name. We thank you for the awesome word that you're going to give on tonight. God, I ask you right now that your people will open up their ears to receive what you have to say to them, God. Thank you for souls being won. Hallelujah. We thank you for doors being opened and then other doors being shut. God, we're thanking you right now. Hallelujah. For the ups and the downs, Lord God. But we thank you right now that you never leave us alone, God. I thank you right now. Hallelujah. For divine health. Hallelujah. I thank you for being covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you right now for favor. I thank you for being victorious. I thank you right now. God, I just thank you. In Jesus' name. We'll now turn it back over to Pastor Flint for this awesome word. Get open your hearts and be ready to receive in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God for that word. I told you to get yourself ready. That's an awesome word. John 16:33 told us that, hey, I have overcome the world. And this is where you'll have tribulation, but don't worry. Take heart, take peace in your heart that I've overcome. You serve a God that's so awesome, so magnificent, so wonderful. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yeah, I told you before, I can do all things. Not something, not a few things. All things through Christ that strengthens. What does that tell you? I mean, hey, I can overcome. I can overcome. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Though I bend, I don't have to break. Though I stray, there's a return. There is room at the cross. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, he's forgiven me. He has forgiveness for us. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. Father, we praise you, we worship you, we magnify your name. Father, I need you right now. I need your strength to deliver this word, Father. As I decrease, Father, and you increase, your Holy Spirit have complete control, God. Let it be all of you and none of me. And everybody on the summit voice, let them decrease and let you increase. Let it be all of you and none of them as well. So that this word that you have on your heart to share with your children, God, and that it will penetrate, God, the spirit, man. Father, we thank you right now. As Sunset was just talking and praying to God, and before she got the word, the song came out, is that, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. I said, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to him. Hallelujah. Every minute, every second, every millisecond, I need thee, oh, I need thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, bless me now, my Savior. Bless me right now, my Savior. Bless me right now, my Savior. I come to thee. I come to you in a position, God. You said, take your position. I've come in my position, God, of the spirit of brokenness, God. Saying, I need thee, Lord. I empty myself out before you, God, as a drink offering, saying, fill me up, God, till I overflow, God. Fill us up, God, till we overflow, God. Let us run over, God, with your spirit. That you will be glorified, God, in your children's obedience, Father. And we thank you, God, for the chastisement, even in our disobedience. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm in Genesis 2nd chapter 7 verse. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Verse 8 says, the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then we skip down and talk about how the rivers and all that stuff. And but then in the 16th verse is where I want to go to. And then God, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper, comparable to him. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them, or whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, that was not found to help a couple to him. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. But let's talk about this. Before the fall of man, my God, before the fall of man, we talked about Adam, and we talked about his the relationship and the fellowship with God. We talked about the fellowship with God. I talk about Enoch. They said Enoch fellowship with God so much that he walked and he was no more. The fellowship with God. In the cool of the day, I can be in his presence. Do you know what it's like to just be in the presence of God? The value of such? How valuable is it? You know, sometimes we fail to realize the value of having a relationship with God. We tend to take it for granted. Because what we deal with is, it's just a temporal thing that we deal with, which is on the surface, which is visible, instead of understanding the invisible. And since we don't understand the invisible, or how real the invisible is, we tend to take those things that are precious for granted. We you know, we say, what do you value? And where is your value? And I look at my life, and I look at the things that I place value on, that's superseded the value of my relationship with God at times. So when you look at these things, you look at how would I jeopardize such an awesome gift, such an awesome position, such an awesome place. But oftentimes, we go to that place in John where you talk about, hey, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. These things that ensnare us and trap us. Not only that, do we forget those things, we actually forget godly counsel. Let's look at how the first man failed. God told him, tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He put two trees in him. But listen, he gave him instructions. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then God told the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, verse 16, you may freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And then so let's look what happens. He goes to the third chapter. He said the temptation and the fall of man. Now the serpent was more cunning. See, the serpent was cunning. And that's how Satan is. He's cunning. That's how we fall. We was talking about how to overcome temptation, and temptation is cunning. And the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God has made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you should not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you should not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. See, what she went wrong there, because God didn't say anything about touching it to die, because you got to dress it, you got to tend to it. So to tend to it and dress it, you have to touch it. And the serpent, being as cunning as he is, he knew how to use his deception. So he said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Now let's look at the eyes being opened part. Hallelujah. First of all, how did they see the serpent if the eyes weren't already open? How did they tend to the garden if the eyes weren't already open? So what do you mean then, being their eyes were open? That means we were blind in particular to certain things, and then when we gave in to the fleshly desires and the fleshly matters, and then the eyes open. Then what happened when your eyes open? Now, you're in the midst of hellfire. Now, since your eyes open, now, see, God said, I've been shielding you. I've been keeping you from these things, but now that your eyes open, now you know like what we know and the things that brought you to death. See, death was already there, but they gave life to death. And that's what we do. We give life to death in things that we do. It could be relationships, could be, and that's what I'm saying. Now, we're talking about the fellowship with God, and I really want to talk about my brother Samson tonight. So I really want to go down in the book of Judges and just begin to talk about what God is saying. God said a lot of things, and I talk about it myself, right, because months ago I fell victim to temptations and different things, and we're going to talk about tonight. Just it had to be a topic. It'll be finding rest in Delilah's out. That was a topic to use. I really don't like using topics, but just on my heart heavy. But if it's one tonight, it'll be finding rest in Delilah's out. And then you got to ask, what is my Delilah? Delilah could be your sons, your daughters. Delilah could be your children, your grandchildren. Delilah could be your job, your home, your car. Delilah could be that habit of yours, that hobby. Delilah could be the sports. It could be gossiping. It could be lying. Delilah could be just Delilah. Delilah could also be temptation. Delilah can be the soap operas. Delilah could be that just I had to watch that movie. It could be your music you listen to. Delilah could be some friends. But I look at Delilah, anything that allows you to break the consecration that you have with God. Let's look at Samson. Let's go back to him. And I want you to give me one second. If you look at Judges 13, we want to talk about Samson, right? Samson was a Nazarite. And what does a Nazarite mean? Nazarite, which means devoted or consecrated. A Nazarite took a vow of consecration to the Lord, which meant abstaining from intoxicating drinks, refraining from cutting their hair, or refusing to go near a dead body for a period of time or for a lifetime. We're talking about Samson. The secret of Samson's strength was in his consecration to God. This was symbolized by his uncut hair. His strength came from the supernatural empowerment of the Spirit of the Lord. And we look at our consecration to God. When we look at, Lord, I surrender myself to you. Lord, I thank you. And in the daily fellowship that we have, the daily time we spend with him and we share with him. But see, even with Samson and even with us and even with myself, I speak about it, we tend to move in life and we ignore godly counsel. And when we ignore godly counsel, we fall victim to circumstances. We fall victim to situations that are not in our control, that are not in our power, and we end up yielding ourselves to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the very pride of life. And then you're at a point or at a place where you have been deceived, and in the midst of the deception, you turn around and deceive others, and now your whole nature, your whole character has changed, because guess what? We've done certain things, and this is what I had to read on myself. I said, hey, God would never have us to do something that does not line up with God's word. And sometimes we get up into certain things, and we get involved in things, and we hear something, we hear things, we move on things, but it's not the word of God. And if it doesn't line up with the word of God, and we got to try. That's why I said try the spirit by the spirit. You know, so sometimes we get so caught up in the lust of the flesh because we see things and we've been drawn by it. Even with temptations, you know, the desires and the pursuit of power and the enticement, these things that come to destroy us. And look at Samson, he said to his father, but Philistine said, get me this woman, for I saw her, and she pleased me. And then we look at in the 16th verse, it said, now Samson went to Gaza and saw a harlot there and went into her. When the Gazites were told Samson has come here, they surrounded the place and lay in wait for him all night at the gate of the city. They were quiet all night, saying, in the morning, when it is daylight, we will kill him. And Samson lay low till midnight. Then he arose at midnight, took hold of the doors of the gate of the city and the two gateposts, pulled them up, barn off, put them on his shoulders, and carried them to the top of the hill that faces Hebron. That's what happened, that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, entice him. So we just talked about being enticed. It said that, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Entice him and find out where his great stuff lies. And by what means we may overpower him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And every one of us will give you 1,100 pieces of silver. I don't know about you guys, but there have been times in my life when I've fallen short of the glory of God. There have been times in my life when I have been drawn away by my own lusts, my own desires, and have been enticed. And I turn my back on God. I turn my back on my family. I turn my back on my siblings, my mother. You know, just being enticed and drawn away and turn my back on godly counsel. Even when I went to selling drugs and being in the streets, was enticed by the lifestyle with different women, strange women, enticed. So the God said to Samson, please tell me where your great stuff lies and with what you may be bound to afflict you. Look at that. She didn't waste no time. What can I do to break your fellowship with God? That was he saying. Tell me how I'm going to break your fellowship with your God. But we look at the spirit. We look at Samson was powerful because the spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily. Because of this, Samson did some amazing things in battle against Israel's enemies. But look at this. However, early in his career, Samson began to compromise his anointing from God and to do things he was not supposed to do. Then slowly began to sow the seeds of his own destruction. So when he ended up in a relationship with Delilah, which was forbidden by the law of God because she was a Philistine, it was no surprise that she was able to trick him into revealing the secret of his power. Sometimes we get ourselves in a compromising mindset, and we begin to sell ourselves short and lose what we have had so dear to us. She said, please tell me where your stuff lies and what you may be bound to afflict you. And she said, if they bind me with 7 fresh bowstrings not yet dried, then I shall become weak and be like any other man. And I see him telling her that while he's laying with her. I see him telling her that while he's talking to her, having what we call pillow talk. So the Lord of the Philistines brought up to her 7 fresh bowstrings not yet dried, and she bound them with them. Now men were lying in wait, standing with her in the room, and she said to him, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. But he broke the bowstrings as a strand of yarn breaks it when it touches fire, so the secret of his strength was not known. See, so, let me tell you about Samson. You know, a lot of people talk about Samson in the commercials and cartoons. They had him like he was a big Hercules-looking dude. But I think Samson probably skinny like me. Because if he was big and huge, he won't have to worry about where his secret came from. What's the secret of his strength? You all already know that's a big old huge dude. He's strong anyway. But then when the power of the Lord, hallelujah, come upon you, he said, when the spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I would dance like David danced. When the spirit of the Lord come upon my heart, I would begin to be a wrecking ball for Satan and his enemies and his kingdom. And his Samson was a wrecking ball for the Israel's enemies when the spirit of the Lord came upon him. And that's what they were concerned about. Like, how this dude just become just a terror. She asked him again, now please tell me what you may be bound with. So he said, if they bind me securely with new ropes that have never been used, then I shall become weak and be like any other man. When you look at these things, you look at being drawn away. You look at what temptation is. Hey, he said, the moment we experience a desire for that which we have been drawn away to, often our desire is initially small and even minimal, just a slight pull. That's what the Bible has the word. And temptation can actually see with a small desire in a person. Temptation need to raise that little desire into a compelling desire. Temptation build our desire with a third stage by enticing us. And let's talk about the purpose of enticement. Because this is what happened to Samson. This is what happened to a lot of others. This is what happened to George Flint. To fan the flame of your desire so hot that it influences your thoughts and choices. As your desire grows stronger, you become less and less aware of anything else and become incredibly focused on the one thing you desire at that moment more than anything else. I know we said, Lord, I love you more than anything, but when you allow yourself to be drawn away and turn from that thing that you had your focus on into another focus, I always tell everybody, tell my son, I say, only person can stop you from accomplishing your goal is to give you another goal. And so when your focus is locked in on one thing and then there's something that is enticing you, something that has got your attention, that shiny new toy. Shout out to children, you know, they get the Christmas gift, they play with that one thing, and then they get that shiny new toy, and then they forget about the other gifts that was over there. And that's how sometimes we are, even with God. Okay, God, you bless me this time, but I'm going to keep going until you do something else. It was a lady my mama told me about. And she used to go to church every Sunday. And she was getting a house built. So she was getting a house built. So sometimes she had to go to church because she had to go watch the house. A brand new house being built from the ground up. So when the house was done, I'm just speeding up. The house was done. And instead of coming to church on that Sunday, she was like, I'm just going to be in my house, enjoy my house, everything else. So she packed the last day, packed up. Went behind her car, and the car ran over. She didn't even get a chance to be in the house. See, we never know when the hour, the minute, the second, that clock, it's not on his time, it's on God. It's not on our time, it's on God's time. They may call you home. Just this week, my uncle was called home a week from tomorrow. But you never know the time. You never know when God says, hey, I'm bringing you to me, my mother's brother. So you never know when that time comes. I had three of my siblings to be called home. First one was Al. He was called home in 95. Then Daryl. And then Derek. Derek and Daryl was, all three of them were shocking. Al's life was taken by the hand of some young man that was doing criminal sprees, robbing sprees, and he was a night manager at a liquor store. And they came in and robbed. They moved everybody in there, and they shot my brother in the back. And he died. The operator said, losing too much blood. My brother Dow went to the dentist and got some tea poured out of his mouth. Later on that night, screamed out mama, and that was it. My brother Derek had just on that Friday embraced him and, you know, laughed and, you know, kicked the ball or whatever you want to call it. And I get a call Sunday morning. Say he's passed. We never know the hour. We don't never know the time or the hour. So I come tonight thanking God for forgiveness. Repenting because, you know, somebody did a sermon. The sermon's called Seducing Spirits and Doctrines of Demons. And I told the young lady that before that, and we separated. And the next day, she called me. And I'm like, I miss you. I miss what we had. I miss this, that, and the third. And for the growth I had with God and this and all that I had with him and the fellowship and the time that we spent. And I just come home, and I'm going to tell you, I'd be 4 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm on my face praising God. And even for me and my wife, the same time frame from 4 to like 10, you know, just spending so much time with him. Just like, even when I was in jail and incarcerated, I did a 40-day fast twice. through incarceration, 40 days, and I spent time with him, and it was just amazing that our fellowship was so strong. And then, you know, you got the fruit of the Spirit, but the fruit that I was lacking was long-suffering. And then with long-suffering, if you can't do it with long-suffering, and the other fruit that you're lacking, you may have all seven, but that two pieces of that fruit. It's not fruit, but the pieces of the fruit, because it's only one fruit. It's not nine different fruits. It's one fruit. So the other one I was missing was long-suffering, and the other one had to be self-control. They go hand in hand. And so the long-suffering and the self-control, after all the time I built up with him, all the days, all the hours I built up with him, was lacking long-suffering, lacking self-control, and dealing with these things right here, he had me break my fellowship. The same thing with Samson. He broke fellowship with God. He broke the consecration that he had with God. You've seen that he dealt with the lion, eating honey out of the lion, and dealing with stuff that's dead, and dealing with different women, and these things that God had told him not to do as a Nazarite, these things that God has told us not to do as a child of God, as a servant of the Most High, and a child, the one and true living God, has things. And God doesn't give you orders. We're not under the law anymore. He just gives us commandments. And that's what we are. And sometimes we break the commandments. Myself, I've broken commandments. Numerous occasions. I'm no bigger than, no better than anybody else. I'm not saying I'm not a self-righteous dude. I know that I'm not there. But I thank God for his grace tonight. I thank him for his mercy. Let's skip down. Let's go down to a little bit, huh? And then we got to understand what matters. He said, how can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? When 15 verse, he said, you have mocked me these three times and have not told me where your grace comes lies. See, he got his head in the left. And he's just sitting there. Someone here ain't no business then. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and pressed him so that his soul was vexed to death. So that's what happens. We get in the wrong positions in wrong places. Could it be, like I say, your Delilah could be alcohol. Your Delilah could be marijuana. Some folks' Delilahs could be crack cocaine and pornography. Some could be just lying and cheating. I don't know. Your Delilah could be a lot of different things. Your Delilah could be just finding everything. It could be gluttony. Like, I just eat too much. I just love food. And that could be your Delilah, but whatever it is, he was vexed up that he told all his heart. He said, no razor has ever come upon my head. For I've been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am saved from them, my strength will leave me. And I shall be told me, can be like any other man. Oh, he did that. That was it. So at that took place, we already know what happened in the end at that point. But I want to get to this part right here. He had delivered him into his hands. I'm going to skip now to the 28th verse. Look what Samson said. And here's something that blew my mind. Hold on. Let me go up a little bit so this 28th verse will make sense to you. He told her that she began to torment him, and his strength left him. And she said, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. So he awoke from his sleep and said, I will go out as before at other times and take myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. And the Philistines took him and put out his eyes. See, that's when the reference said they put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza. They bound him with bronze, studded him, and he became a grinder in the prison. However, the hair of his head began to grow again after it had been shaven. Let's go to the 28th verse. 28th verse said, then Samson called to the Lord, saying, O Lord God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray, just this once, O God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes. See how he missed it. He wants vengeance for his two eyes instead of vengeance for the fact that he lost his relationship with God. For the fact that he broke fellowship with God. He broke consecration with God. God, give me let me take vengeance on Philistines for my two eyes. Instead of saying, God, let me take vengeance, God, on these Philistines, God, that what you appointed me to do, what you have anointed me to do, created me to do, God, but for the fellowship that was broken between you and myself. How many have been broken and know that there's been times in your life where you and God was tight, was super tight. That is, like, it was not, but you allow things to come into your life, and it allows you to break fellowship with you and your God. Every time when I used to get so angry with God, like I deal with stuff in the financial sector, and I had transactions I used to wait to close, and when things didn't go right, I was like, man, God, you allow this to happen again. Sometimes we give God, we blame God for certain things that has just been out of control, and sometimes it's just like we're not even ready to receive these things in the first place. So God, like, I'm not going to tell that. You're going to self-destruct. And that's what something that he self-destructed. And that's what we do, we self-destruct. And that's what Zoas did, he self-destructed. But by the grace of God, I've been redeemed, I've been renewed, I've been restored, I've been refreshed, I've been rejuvenated, I've been reconciled. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The changed one. Just look at this, 14, Revelation 14 through 18. Just want to show you how to get stronger. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desire and enticed. We just talked about that. Then when desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death. We just talked about it. Look at Samson. When it was full born, it brought death. And death can come in so many different fashions, so many different phases. God told Adam, the day you eat from this tree, you'll die. You're going to give life to death. Death will be birthed by you eating from this tree. But he said, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. For then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, so to speak, so to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Tonight, we got to get to a place where we produce the righteousness of God and not try to do it in ourselves. See, sometimes we try to make our salvation or our sanctification or the fact that righteousness is something that we can do ourselves. We can't do it ourselves. We got to look at this gift, this perfect gift came from God. Let's receive this gift. Stop trying to work this gift. Stop trying to work it and say, this is what I had to do so that you can be self-righteous, so you can be glorified. And then stop looking, you know, that's what happened with us. We try and get so religious. We done got so religious that we think we got to help God save us. Or we got to help God deliver us. God don't need your help to save you, to sanctify you, to fill with your Holy Spirit. He just needs you to be obedient and surrender and get out the way. Yes. The 1 John 2 and 12 through 16. Brother, listen, it said, I rather look to them because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. That's what I'm saying. Your sins are forgiven for you for his name's sake. I write to your Father because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to your young man because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to your little children because you have known the Father. I write to you, Father, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to your young man because you are strong and the word of God abides in you. And you have overcome the wicked one. 15 verse tells us, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. So in the night, we always found rest in Delilah's out before, no matter who your Delilah is or what your Delilah is. Bless delight in doing the will of God. To buy forever. Father, we thank you right now. Father, we praise you, we worship, we magnify your name. Father, we thank you for fellowship right now. Father, we thank you for your presence, your holy presence, and your glory that allows us to do anything, God, and everything. Moses, I just want to see your glory, God. I want to see your face, God. And God, you just said, hey, if I show you all this, it's going to kill you, but what I will do is I'm going to put my hand in the block here, and I'm going to let you see my glory, the glory of the Lord that fills his temple. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord that fills his temple. I remember some research, like I told you guys on Azusa Street, and how powerful it was, and how many other miracles took place when you yield yourself to God, to the Spirit of God, to the filling of God's Holy Spirit, to the power of God being used. And you say, God, use me, Lord. Use me for your glory, God. Use me, God, to heal your people. Use me to bring deliverance, God. Use me to sanctify, God. Use me to heal blind, to make blind eyes see, God. Use me, God, to let mute mouths speak, God. Use me, God, to let deaf ears hear again. Use me, God, to strengthen out joints, God. And use me, God, to call out cancer, God, and call out every unclean spirit, Father. Use me, Lord, for your glory, God. Father, we thank you right now, Father. We know that the deception of the last hour is coming, God. We know that it's near, it's upon us, God. We look at Revelation, the book of Revelation, and so much we reveal the first seal, the fifth seal, the sixth seal, God. We have the seventh seal now, God. And we say, God, have your way, Father. It's a little children, this is the last hour, and I'm finished with this last. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They were not from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But hear what God is saying to you tonight. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it. And there are no lies of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? And he's the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. Let he who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Don't let that abide in you, what you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. Eternal life is coming from that fellowship that you have. But we cannot allow. Jesus said, all that you have given me, God, I have kept. So that one was the son of perdition. Can you imagine being at that supper when he said, the one that what you do quickly. And everybody looking like, who is this that is broken fellowship with the Messiah? Who is this broken fellowship with Christ, our Lord? And then you ask yourself, how have I broken fellowship with Christ, our Lord? Lord, restore me to my right place in you. I give you honor, God, tonight. I give you glory. I give you praise. Your son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. And so it is. The time now where we just say where we are, you add to, take away, say what you want to say, you press one, I can recognize you. If there's anything you want to say, hey, you just want to give God some praise, you just want to, you know, give your testimony, you just want to just say, Lord, I thank you, Lord, I praise you, Lord, I worship you. Anything on your mind, anything on your heart, you want to say, if you even when you say, God, hey, God, remove the lie, Lord God, I no longer want to find rest in our love. You know, and we touch and agree, hey, you touch and agree with me, God, I no longer want to find rest in a lot of people. And if anybody want to add to them, take away, you press one, I recognize you, and open up your mic. All right, nobody want to say anything, and I'll let everybody just give us our benediction.
Good afternoon, Pastor George. I just want to thank God for y'all being on tonight and thank God in the name of Jesus for being able to listen to the message when you can tell the truth about yourself and praising God and not be ashamed because you know God has forgiven you for your mistakes and you no longer have to hold them in and you don't have to bear that burden no more because it's all out in the open. And that changes a lot of people's hearts and the way they feel about things. It lets me know that you are a real, strong, true man of God, and God is using you by your testimony to help us ask for repentance of our own testimony. And I just want to praise God for what he has already done, not complain, but praise him. I used to have a whole bunch of cramps, Charlie cramps, come in my leg. By the grace of God, in the name of Jesus, I don't really have them anymore like I used to have them. I used to have headaches, and when I sing songs to God, it usually gives me like a headache. But I thank God I don't have those headaches no more. And I thank God that I used to be on infusion for cancer 3 times out of a month. But I praise God because it's only once a month. And it's just so much to praise him for. And my grandson, he's the one that had 13 brain surgeries, and he's been having headaches and stuff. But every time we go up there, I praise God in the name of Jesus because it's not his shunt anymore. We had prayed, and I know for a fact that once you pray and you ask God to heal you, you don't keep going back and claiming those things you asked him to get rid of. So I know he's real because he'll change my whole life and change my whole attitude, my whole personality. When I asked him, like, God, give me a new heart, give me a new way of thinking. I'm learning not to let things get to me like I used to. When God tell me to rest, I'm learning to rest, even if I have to get away and get some rest. I just thank God for the opportunity to praise him, to let people know how good he is. And I thank him for using me to minister to other people that's in trouble and to hear them come back to me and say, you know what, your pastor and your pastor is real strong women of God, and he moves in them. Because when we pray for them and they pray for them, I get good reports, like God giving me a confirmation. I heard your prayers. My friend, she was suffering with real bad problems in her side and her back, and we prayed for her, and she gave me a good report. You know, I was eating something. I'm not that sick anymore. And every time, it's nice to know that people trust God so much in the prayer warriors that they can come to you and say, if it wasn't for God, this wouldn't have happened. If it wasn't for God, in the name of Jesus, this wouldn't happen. And I always tell them, when you praise God, you got to put Jesus in the midst of it, because the Bible said you got to praise him. You can't go before God without praising Jesus also. So I just thank you for your message. It lifts me up. It makes me stronger that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And I just want to thank you and thank your wife and your whole family for giving us the word of God and taking out the time to give it to us, because we do need it. A lot of people don't realize how much they need God, but we really do need God. Because this little virus came, it wasn't here to frighten us. It, some of us do, but if you really true people of God, can't no weapon form against you unless you let it form against you by doubting your faith, because I was told faith without work is dead. And you have to believe in faith. You have to. You don't have to see it. At least I don't have to see it. I just believe in the things that I cannot see, because I know everything good it comes from the Lord. So I just want to thank y'all and praise God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank you. We praise God for you, and we always are blessed by you. We always blessed when you come on and you give us the word and your testimony and you just share, and it's just awesome. We just thank God tonight. Anybody else want to press one and have words to say with God? We recognize if not, again, the next one should be here will be in Francis Maria Flint. Give us our words and give us our benedicts. Anybody else want anything to say, press one. I can release your mic. Open it up for you to share.
Hello.
Your mic is open.
Okay, thank you. I pressed twice. And I wanted to ask for prayer. My brother will be eulogized on tomorrow. And before he died, he asked my niece that he wanted her, Sonara, we call her Boo, to do his eulogy. He didn't want anybody else to eulogize him. And she needs strength to do that. She has been the strongest person. He made her the executor of his will. She's over everything. And everybody else is falling apart. And she's asking for prayer that she will be able to be strengthened to fulfill what her dad wants her to do. Pray for my sister-in-law, Catherine. They have been together almost 60 years. And that's a long time to be married, since they were teenagers. And it's very, very difficult for her, because she thought that he was coming home. And the next message they got from her was that they could not get his heart rate up, and they were having to take him off dialysis. And when you come off dialysis for 5 to 7 days, your life is ended. So I just thank God for each one of you. I thank God for the message. And I just ask God to please be in prayer for them, all the children and the grandchildren. He was a great father, a great grandfather, a great husband. Excuse me. And he put most of his grandchildren through college. So they have a great loss. And I ask you all to remember them, please, in your prayers. And George, if you and Maria would pray for them, especially keep Shanari in your prayers. She's been holding up her mother, trying to do everything to hold her up. And it's been difficult for her. So I know I've been in that position more than once. And not the easiest place to be. So we love, we forgive, we keep on going. Pray for them for me in Jesus' name.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Bless each and every one of you on here that know a word of prayer. That you'll touch and agree with us as we do reach out to God on her behalf and on behalf of the family. Father God, right now, we thank you right now, Father. We ask you to give Sonara, God, strength, Lord God. Strength, God, to utilize her, Father God. Strength, God, to carry on, Father. The assignment that he asked her to carry on, Father. And the family members that's attached, Lord God, that you, you know, that he's missed, he's loved. But God, let them know that, hey, he's in a better place. But God, give us strength to carry on. They say, God, we're still here. His family's still here, God. We got to still deal with the day-to-day trials and tribulations and the tests, God, that he doesn't have to worry about. He's got the triumph, but he can say, I made it over. Lord, tell him how I made it over, God. So I pray for those that are still here, God. That's the deal today, today, God. I pray for each and every one of the sound of my voice that have loved ones that are sick and sitting and dealing with certain things, God, in their lives, God. But and still here that's battling, God. Those that have loved ones that are battling with sin, God, battling with being a slave to sin and battling with oppression and depression and possession, Father. God, we pray, God, that right now, even generational curses, God, myself included again, dealing with generational curses, dealing with generations of sin, dealing with word curses spoken to, spoken from, and spoken against, dealing with different things that are in place of your lives, dealing with Satan saying, I'm attacking you, I've made you my enemy, my target. See, something about, you look at it in the Bible, and I'm offensive, but Lord, I have to say this. In Genesis, when they found Eve and God near the tongues, he said, the serpent, but bruise your heel, but you'll crush his head. And throughout, Satan kept finding, he kept looking for who is that? Who is that going to be? Is it Joshua? Is it Moses? Was it Daniel? Was it David? You know, and all those people he kept trying to kill, like they put Daniel in the lion's den, put three Hebrew boys in fiery furnace. Moses, they tried to kill Moses before he was even born. You know what all the stuff David went through. Then even now, when Jesus came, then God said, okay, I'm going to let you know who it is. This is my son in whom I please. And they Satan even tried to tempt him then. But he realized, hey, this is my destroyer. This was about to crush my head. And God said, get what? I've done it, and so you'll do it. So, God, we thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for healing. Thank you for breakthroughs and miracles, God. And I pray, God, for the strength of each and every one of our loved ones, God. Those that know you, God, I pray they get to know you better. And those that don't know you, I pray they get to know you. I give you honor, God, glory, and praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. And so it is. Anybody else press one I can recognize? If not, the last voice we will begin will be in the spirit of the name. Give us benediction. Bishop Boswell.
God bless you. God bless you, sir. I just want to send out this little word of encouragement to the young lady who just lost their family. And I know they probably won't get to do a full service. So I just wanted to send out this little song. I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee Every hour, Lord, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I have come to thee. I just wanted to tell you tonight, my brother, that I honestly enjoyed the word of God tonight. And I just want to tell you, my brother, to continue, you and Lady Flint, continue to be encouraged, sir. If you get distracted and allow the enemy to destroy this team, I can't promise you that God will ever allow us again to be connected to the women that God have put in our life to push us to be the men that God called us to be. So I just want to tell you thank you. I got a little testimony right quick. I know you got to go. I was in the grocery store tonight. I was listening to you preach. I saw a young couple. They had a little baby, and the little baby was just all into her daddy. And I stopped them, and I told them about the Lord. I gave them one of my cards, and I prayed with them, and I told them, be encouraged. Y'all be encouraged tonight. And that young man told me I really needed that. He said, because I really didn't have no balance in my life. I get up to register in Kroger, get ready, pay for my groceries. That young man come out of nowhere and said, man of God, you are a blessing to me, so I want to be a blessing to you. And he paid for my groceries. So therefore, I want to be a blessing to you tonight, Pastor, and Lady Flint, because it was the word that you were bringing forth that opened that young man's heart to plant a seed into ministry. Well, that seed go to you, and I just want to tell you tonight that I thank you, I appreciate you, I love you, sir, I bless you. Y'all be encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. We thank you for your obedience and for your love. Thank you for your, you know, the fellowship, and we thank you for all that God is inside of you and how you move, man. You move by the Spirit of God as being led, and that's the evidence of you being a child of God, and we thank you for being just that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you again. Anybody else before you, brother, just give us a benediction, Lord. She may have something to say herself. Okay.
Thank God. We just thank God for this word on tonight. We thank God for God being who he is in our lives. God, we just thank you right now for that awesome word. We thank you for transparency, God. We thank you because as children of God, we are not perfect. But, God, we thank you because you are. You are perfect. You are perfect enough to forgive us. You are perfect enough to love us. You are perfect enough to heal us. And, God, you are perfect enough because you always forgive. Forgive us. And we thank you, Lord God, for you being our God, our Father, our provider, our healer, our Savior. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for this awesome night. We thank you, Lord God, for your manservant who brought forth this word. We thank you for each and every person that's on this line, Father. And we speak healing, we speak blessings, we speak miracles, we speak victory, we speak favor into each and every person on this line's life, their family members. We thank you right now for the miracles and the blessings. And if I were you, I'd just start pulling them down from heaven, because they're right there waiting on you just to pull them on down. So I thank you right now for the blessings that's right there at the tip waiting for you to just pull them on down. God, I just give you the glory, honor, and the praise on tonight. And I thank you, Lord God, that we will be covered, we will be protected, and we will be shielded from the enemy. Every dart that's trying to come forth will be returned to the sender. And I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover yourselves with the full armor of God each and every day, even before you leave to go outdoors, or if you are going outdoors. If you're not going outdoors, still cover yourselves with the full armor of God, because they will try to enter into your home. But we thank you right now that we are covered. And guard your doorposts with the blood of Jesus. Go out there and anoint your doors so that that enemy can't come in. And we thank you. Lord God, we just ask that you bless each and every person on this line. keep them safe throughout this week. We thank you for attending on tonight. We thank you for your obedience, because there's so many other things that you could be doing, but you chose to be here on tonight. I ask God to watch your loved ones, your children, your mother, your father. Even on this Mother's Day, this Sunday, Mother's Day, I wish each and every mother that's on this line a blessed Mother's Day, that you will just be happy in the Lord till next Thursday. We love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.